Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Live from your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
You know what I love?
What?
You know what I love? Number one, I love when something I have no interest in watching is just kind of thrown at me on multiple different platforms from various different screens from all over my phone. Like something like,
oh my God.
I'm going to call it the
privileged complaint department.
Listen to me, bro.
Oh, you're complaining for too much content? You're complaining because you have too much content?
Yes, I'm talking about this, the fact that the Friends reunion has shown me that they all now have the same face. Number one.
Wait, they're making a new Friends?
They're just having a sit down. Let's pick the Friends' brains about what it's like to be very rich and now old.
Oh, because they're not that old.
When you, that's the problem, man, is that when you like something, you know, whoever it is, whatever the nostalgia entertainment comes out, right, is that you liked it at the time when all of the people in it were young and vibrant and tight and their faces were, you know, like...
Everyone looks... I've seen the cast of Friends now. They don't look horrible. They're not monsters. They're not starring in a Honey Boo Boo remake.
Matthew Perry looks like Vincent D'Onofrio from Men in Black.
Matthew Perry's been through a lot.
I guess so.
Welcome to Side Stories. I am now angry, Benny Gissel, because Henry Zebrowski is with me and he is demeaning the great face of Matthew Perry.
I am coming for him because it just, like, honestly, it throws a feeling on it because it makes your memories age as well.
Yes, I understand the aging of time. I actually had a very similar conversation when watching the new Grubhub commercial starring Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World.
Well, that was
because
just...
they make them look young, and I know they're not young, even though they're not super old. We were just talking about how scientists say we could live to 150.
Wait a second, you're saying that they look young in that?
No, it's uncanny valley.
Yes.
Where it's like,
that's what I'm talking about.
They're not young.
They're hovering in this middle world where you're just, I understand, I'm totally for stem cells. I say I think everyone should have one pregnancy terminated just so those fetuses can go to make celebrities. I want our celebrities to look younger.
You can't mandate that.
It's just a soft idea.
It's a
suggestion.
We can't get people vaccinated and now you're going to start forcing abortions?
One round.
This is great.
Just to help the celebrities look young again because they know that it's all just stem cells and it's because they do get the blood from the young. That is true. They get blood transfusions from younger people
in order
to extend their lives because they're all prepping for the breakaway civilization.
All of these
celebrities have inside information. Obviously, this is as close as I get to Q. They have this inside information where they know that they need to prep their bodies to live longer in space and they are going to break away from us to go live their fantasy fucking whatever was it was it that
Mars.
Central Perk
sure could
but
be
on Saturn.
Oh, I see. Yes, indeed. Well, I will say this, Q was nothing more than a smokescreen to cover up that exact thing that you just said. The facts that you just spewed to our audience, the unbelievable truth. I can see cars swerving right now into other cars. I can see someone yelling at a McDonald's employee. You just put rude dooners are coming. And my God, for the first time, people are unhappy about it. Isn't that nice?
But also important, if you really want to avoid becoming one of these people that swerves your car into oncoming traffic, check out our vape line. We still have some weed vapes left in Weedon, which I believe is the one in Santa Ana.
Yes.
And then Boulevard, which is in San Diego.
So
you go and you buy these vapes. Our goal is to bring these vapes to Los Angeles. And what I need to do is you need to sell the other ones and then we can bring them to Los Angeles.
Nothing has really really change from the Donner Party. We really need to get the vapes to Los Angeles, but we got to sell those other vapes. We're just struggling businessmen like John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. But instead of little, what do you call those
shower curtain rings?
We're selling vapes.
He had his dead wife in the fucking bag.
That's what I always said. Also, I have to apologize. Over the past 15 years of recording, I've always said Bill Gates was one of the good ones. And it seems the more information that
comes... No one with $1 billion is ever good.
But he did some good stuff. But then now we're learning so much other stuff. And I'm like, wow, the mischievous mind of a horny nerd can never be underestimated to how much damage they can cause.
Sometimes a horny nerd can change the scope of sci-fi writing. Frank Herbert is an example.
Great.
Sometimes a horny nerd is exactly what you need. A horny nerd is what develops a lot of things. You know, like
Adam Silver, he's a great NBA commissioner. Horny nerd. Horny David nerd. Stern, the commissioner before him. Horny nerd. Good guys.
But I believe Bill Gates... And a lot of these guys all got tainted once they obviously saw the lives of someone like, Bill Gates' good friend, Jeffrey Epstein, right. The way he was living his life. And I think these billionaires.
How many massages can you have?
Three a day he was getting.
At what point don't they become uncomfortable? Because even when I was in Australia and we went down under and I went to get a massage, I didn't even take my pants off.
That's kind of renegade.
But it's just kind of scary.
I love being touched. I love a massage.
No, I know that. But isolate that audio.
But I do. Every human needs to be touched.
I agree.
But I like a massage. But I don't need one on my front because I don't. First of all, I save my cum for my beautiful wife.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't need someone else just releasing it. No, not anymore.
Okay.
Not since I turned 33. Yeah. But that's my Jesus here. And then you release it. You release it. And then the tiny little sand trail go down to the desert and pop. That's where I will propagate as little me's will eventually come out of the ground like the cicadas that are losing their butts while they're tripping balls. We talked about that last week.
We did. So once a year, you don't give your beautiful wife, Natalie, from Spun. Check out Spun if you haven't checked it out. You don't give her just a vat of cum and say, like, I made this all year for you. You don't do that anymore.
I don't make enough for it to be impressive.
Okay.
But Bill Gates, number one, I wonder if just having $1 billion turns you into something else no matter what, even though he tries. Remember he was making the better feeling condom? That was his big venture a couple of years ago. He was trying to make like actually good condoms so that in order to stem the rise of the AIDS epidemic. Mm. He also was working on various, we now know, deep into the vaccine scene and working on antiviral technology and bacteriology bullshit, all this kind of shit. So they believe that their money that they pump into one side of the system fixes all of their personal sins, which is then you get all of these innocent people that are on the good side of your business all tied up with your crimes or whatever comes out to be whatever you're associated with after the fact. And because you have this whole system where everybody's complicit, and if you destroy one section of it, you destroy all of this helpful part along with all of the disastrous destructive bullshit.
It sounds like you have been planning something. Wow. Okay, but good point. The yin and the yang. One does not offset the other, of course, when it comes to Bill Gates. He's going through a divorce. He's not a nice guy. There hasn't been any, like, he did this, that, and the other thing. It's just oftentimes birds of a feather fly first class together. And it is not good what happens up there.
No, it doesn't. I mean, except I was at first.
We're talking private.
I've never flown private.
We are still, by wealthy people standards,
very poor. Weird to them.
Well, they're just like, you're still flying Delta, huh? And they laugh at you.
But do you know what it's like to get all the way to diamond status? You feel like a celebrity.
It's one of the more remarkable things. I haven't been able to accomplish it, but I can't wait. And I'm just so excited for you and Marcus to one day die and gift me your diamond medallion points. Speaking of death and updates, this story, I'm going to say, as far as Casey Anthony news goes, this is light.
This is almost
like Hot Goss, Page Seven, Jackie Zabrowski, MJ. This is like, oh, she's still a woman. She's still just like us. She was in South Florida at this bar.
Her favorite bar is a place called O'Shea's in West Palm Beach, which I imagine there are 37 of those.
I would assume so. It is an authentic Irish pub.
Oh, you know it's authentic because it's in Southern Florida.
Yeah, that's where all the Irish went because you know how the Irish love the sun.
We love the heat. Casey Anthony calls the cops after her quote-unquote arch nemesis poured a drink over her at a Florida bar in a bust up over a guy the pair had both dated. First of all, I want to meet this bro.
Luckiest slash unluckiest man around. So this, the name of the woman was Thelma Moya, and she poured the drink on top of Casey.
You know, she poured it on her leg.
On top of Casey. That is still your whole body is that is fine.
She called the cops because her knee got beer on it.
The irony is the cops have actually been fairly good to her, haven't they?
Oh, they love her. You see footage of her hanging out in the front of O'Shea's, taking pictures with fucking fans, doing a fucking meet and greet, signing shit. It's just a lot of big looking bros all macking on her, getting all up in her shit, taking pictures, going like, no baby, no baby, no baby, like high-fiving each other.
Kaylee Anthony, of course, was killed in 2008 at the age of 2 years young. Casey Anthony right now is beyond megastar status. I think in the world of Florida celebrity, she is right up there with your O.J. Simpsons. And for the certain fact that the person who owns this bar, what do? It's day one. All of a sudden, you're like, all right, opening for business, another great day in South Florida here in the bar scene. And then in walks Casey Anthony. You can see the shadow as she enters. Definitely a plume of Marlboro or menthol cigarette.
Oh, no. She might be a vape niche.
Okay, let's do vape. Let's do vape. But then you have two options there. You can say, you got to go. Bye-bye. You got to get out of here. Or, holy shit, thank you so much for putting our O'Shea's on the map.
Well, and we know O.J. Simpson's big at the MGM. Like, that's his regular spot.
Is that the name of the bar?
No, in Vegas, right?
Oh, does he still go to the MGM?
Absolutely.
That's where he committed the robbery. I don't think he's allowed to go back.
Maybe not. Maybe they said, I'm sorry. Aww. Like, he got a special, like, I'm sorry stool that he can bring in anytime he wants and just sidle up to the bar. But so O.J. Simpson has a home bar. I can guarantee that the bartender at first did not maybe recognize Casey Anthony.
No way.
Maybe not.
No
because
way.
She's
bartenders
basic.
Bartenders are.
She's super basic. You know
no,
that she's not. Yes, she is.
I totally disagree. Bartenders, number one, they scope. They see. All they do is deal with people. Bartenders are the priests of the secular world.
Well,
they hear everyone's problems, but unlike priests, they mostly don't diddle you.
You begin. Well, they diddle you, but you got to be there all night and you got to really put in your time with a bartender.
I think that Casey Anthony is so well known in South Florida that she has now gone full celebrity status. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if half of the time she's grateful for what she did.
She walks in. At first, maybe you don't recognize her. Then you start to see this woman's getting a lot of attention. And, you know, and even in West Palm, Casey Anthony's still, honestly, in West Palm, Casey Anthony's like a West Palm 7, right? She walks into this bar.
And again, by baby killer standard, she would be a 10 because the competition's not really that high.
But so all of a sudden, she's getting all this attention. You find out, oh, it's the Casey Anthony. She hangs out. But then I feel like if you're the manager of an O'Shea's, you might just say, we are here. This is a different clientele. We listen to everyone's story here at O'Shea's. Oh. And you know how many people surround Casey and Anthony going, you don't fucking even know her. You're talking like you fucking know her. Meanwhile, now I bet you Casey Anthony doesn't even fight anymore. I can imagine Casey Anthony has sort of like a pack. Like, I have mean women and a couple of bros around her that are all like, you don't even know Casey. And she doesn't say anything. She just sits with her, because she's now fully decked out in her, did you see her in her St. Patrick's Day gear?
Of course.
Loving the holiday. And you know, St. Patrick's Day, if you love St. Patrick's Day, it says a lot about who you are as a person.
You like to have fun every now and again, is what it says to you. And you need a day to forget that you killed your daughter. One day of the year, I get to forget I killed my daughter. And now you're going to come up here and spill a drink on my knee?
I honestly think it went like, sorry.
No, according to Casey, a direct quote from...
What do you think you're fucking doing to me? You just made my UGG wet.
If you make a South Florida woman's UGG wet, you are legally allowed to be killed by them. Casey Anthony says it's been going on for years, the issue with this woman.
Oh, really?
For years.
Maybe it's got to do with the fact that you killed your two-year-old daughter.
I don't think that Thelma cares.
No, I don't think Thelma. You're right. You're right. Thelma does not care.
This is about the power of a South Florida D that we could only imagine must have been the most powerful purple-headed monster in the history of Florida.
Absolutely.
He has a woman who killed her own daughter just so she could be single for a chance to fuck a man like this. And then Thelma, who is defending him by threatening someone who is a murderer.
Thelma, I just gotta say, number one, it's been so fucking sweet dating you, dude, because, you know, you really helped me with my guidance. I'm kind of like what you'd call an a la carte party promoter, where if I see someone else throwing a party, I tell other people about it. Then I show up.
Yeah.
I say, look at all these fucking sweet bros I brought to your fucking party. Pay me, bitch.
Whoa.
It turns out, man, it's hard to get payment when you're freelance.
It does. It is really hard, and I wish that people would pay more. Perhaps you surround yourself with horrible people.
Maybe.
Maybe you do.
What?
Well, either way, you hooked up with a murderer, and then the other person
She's acquitted, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I told Casey, my fucking straight up full fucking line to her when I first line when I saw her.
I would love to hear it.
I was like, Casey, you might have been acquitted by the court, but to me, you're real acuted.
That's great.
She fucking sucked my dick at the O'Shea's that night.
That's great.
Dude.
I would have gone with, I can't acquit you. That's what I would have gone with. I can't. You're so beautiful. I can't acquit you.
Casey Kissel's single. So if you are listening, she's
single. Oh, my God. What a waking nightmare that would be.
Live from your grave.
The only acceptable reason to interrupt a podcast? Your dog. That was your dog saying thank you for BarkBox. You can take a minute now. You pet your dog. But you're going to learn about Bark. To the company dedicated to making dogs happy. Yay! Every month, BarkBox designs and delivers a whole new collection of toys and treats just for your best bud. No, Wendy, I can't get you a whip. You're too cute for weapons. Every treat is made with yummy, healthy, all-natural ingredients like pumpkin and sweet potato. Mmm, tubers! My dogs love their toys selectively. But BarkBox sends good little ones for their little tiny mouths. They have little mouths, but strong, big spirits. So they fight over the little toys. I imagine they think that they are hunting and going after little bugs and rats. And, they love their life and they love them. They love what BarkBox brings. Because BarkBox brings the bark and puts it in a box. Yep. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/LEFT.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text, and that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about 2 literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse pics over various country borders, I then also have time because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me to go and work on my killdozer at home. So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Let's talk about another waking nightmare. This is, this just popped up on my phone. Samuel E. Wright, voice of Sebastian the Crab and the Little Mermaid is dead.
What happened?
Did he drown?
I don't know, but I love it when that pops up as we are doing the show.
What alerts do you have on your phone? Only Disney characters that have passed away? Well, like, what kind of macabre phone do you have?
I don't know.
In iSAD
10? Sebastian the Crab is dead, so...
Well, what am
I supposed to do on my 2021 bingo card?
I'm going to keep it in that.
I'm going to throw you out of this building.
So this is a story that comes down Mexico way. This is going to eventually be an episode that we will do. A man only known as Andres N. is suspected of having murdered at least 15 women. Oh. This is the first time this is coming out. He says, quote, "I think there were 15. Femicide suspect admits to killing and eating his victims." This comes from a place, this is in Aztizapan. Oh my God, I have no clue how to say that. I know that there are several people that have punched their, like as they were driving, they punched their steering wheel hearing me say that, but it's Aztizapan. Andres N.
It's in Mexico.
Yes.
It's not in Japan.
Why
don't we just go with Aztizapan municipality?
Perfect.
Almost something.
Honestly.
It sounds like something.
And so this is in Mexico City. He got arrested. They found a bunch of remains inside of his home, a bunch of tokens, nail polish, jewelry, IDs. He believes that he might have had 15 victims, and he apparently also confessed to eating them.
Wow. This dude, so how did he have so many victims? He's 72 years old, which means he's been doing this stuff for a long
freaking time. They believe
that he's
been doing this for a long
time. And is this the guy that they also believe was an officer?
No, that's another story.
Okay.
That is in El Salvador.
We'll talk about that one.
An officer that is also being plagued, an officer that has been accused of many sex crimes as well. They have just found dozens of bodies, found this ex-cop's home who was, and they're also, the word femicide is coming up quite a bit.
It's Clandestine, murder.
It is murder. Clandestine Cemetery in Chalchupa is believed to contain as many as 40 bodies. This is many of them thought to be women, and they called it a clandestine cemetery, but it's just a man's backyard.
Yeah, that's what they would call John Wayne Gacy's crawl space. But yeah, it's just a dude's house.
That's another guy. So that's two. And then the Mexican murderer fellow, Andres N., is actually only 2.5 years off of another series of heinous crimes that happened in Mexico that we are going to cover this. We're going to do killer couples one day. We've been talking about this for years and we want to do it. But there is a couple that went by the nickname of the Monsters of Ecatepec.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
It's the serial killing couple, Juan Carlos Hernandez and Patricia Martinez. The case, it's called the House of Horror was what they called the case, the Butchers of Ecatepec. Oh my God, I'm just ruining this name. But the story is
Ecatepec.
They were a pair that they murdered what seemed to be close to 10 and 20 people. They confessed to cannibalizing the bodies of their victims.
Ooh-wee.
The pair were apprehended on October 4th, 2018, when transporting human remains in a baby stroller.
Well, I mean, I guess if you put googly eyes on it, perhaps it'll be nice to pretend you had a normal life. Just for one second.
We don't know a heck of a lot about Andres N. yet, but
no,
Juan
Andres,
Carlos...
The one thing we do know about Andre N.
He also had many recordings of his murders.
Yeah, his final victim, or one of the victims, he cut her up with a machete, and then he took plastic bags and then threw her away. But before he did that, he said, one for me,
one for you, one for me, one for
you. And so apparently he ate a bunch of her. Is this on the rise?
this cannibalism, or are we just hearing about it more?
I think we're hearing about it more. I think that cannibalism is as old as cuisine.
Indeed.
I think that we have been doing it. It has only really, honestly, recently become super taboo over the last 100 years.
Oh, my God. Are you going to... Wow.
I'm not pro-cannibalism.
You're going to go Dershowitz on this one? We're like, technically, literally, if you look what people do. People used to do a lot of crazy things.
That's why I'm the cannibal lawyer. You don't talk to me. When Night Horse comes on to me and he sees just like, you know, how many times he's been like, just take a look at a plump little leg, Henry. What? Night Horse? Oh no, Night Horse.
As a matter of fact, we did speak to the cannibal lawyer, the cannibal cop lawyer, or a lawyer who knows the cannibal cop quite well. So there are lawyers who might specialize in cannibal cases.
You wait till they come for us for our thought crimes.
Well, this is them.
One of the monsters of Ecatepec, Juan Carlos, the male side of it, his mother was a single mother who allegedly often dressed him as a girl, very similar to Charles Manson, brought men to her house and forced him to watch her have sex in front of him. They used to do that in roundabout fashion. But then again, massive head injury. And we saw that too with Arthur Shaw. We see it across the line with every single serial killer. But
and there's also a lot of people with massive head injuries who are just lawyers now, and maybe they work at the Subway sandwich, and they're a Subway sandwich artist.
Sure.
It's just one of the potential excuses, I suppose.
It's the lack of impulse control, and there's something about when one jiggly part of your brain gets a little bit, start to look at people and get hungry. And I don't know why that is. I wish it was different. I wish there was a new hat we could put on you and you didn't want to do that anymore. I wish there was a cologne we could sell you that you could put on and you won't want to be a cannibal anymore. But it seems like what we have to do is stop feeding people so much sugar and corn and making us so delicious.
Isn't that something? That's what we're doing. We're internally brining everyone.
So far today, I've been accused of pro-cannibalism. You said that I was unfair to Matthew Perry. You have said you're mad at me about the idea that a bartender wouldn't know who Casey Anthony is.
I just think bartenders in South Florida know who everyone is. As I stand by it, they are the priests of the secular world.
Do you don't
world.
Think Casey Anthony doesn't use a fake name? Because I think she'd use a fake name everywhere.
I think she walks in and says, it's Casey time. And it just is what it is. You can't escape. In RPG. Back in the day, 90s, you commit a crime. It's on the papers for a little while. If people want to research it, they got to go to microfiche. But now, what other option does she have?
I don't know. I guess you just live in your truth. I'm living in my truth now.
She has to. And it's sad truth. But she can't be like, it's Samantha Casey and be like, are you sure? Are you sure you're not Casey Anthony? Because people just look on their phones and they'll be like, no, I'm pretty sure you're Casey Anthony.
It's like, there's something about your face that just makes me filled with rage. What is it? Because you're just a normal little hot woman.
Well, she's also stealing people's men. Well, she is.
But guess what, girls? There's fucking more men out there, so just let him go.
I guess. All right. Well, this story hits close to home. A 225-pound-year-old 225-pound Russian woman, she killed her husband, Henry.
Whoa, what?
And this is something that you need, because obviously Natalie is not 224 pounds,
no.
But she is bigger than you and she can't kill you, so you need to be very cautious here.
But she killed him.
Well, hold on.
How did she kill him?
With her buttocks.
Oh, sign me up.
Until you die.
You don't have to be 224 pounds to kill someone with your buttocks. Also, step on me. Wait till how many of our friends have learned Twitter language, like Twitter slang.
Step
and
on me?
You're going to try to what say is, this shit
on,
out
what
loud.
What does step on me?
Step on me.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's all like, spit in my mouth, Mr. President.
That's whatever.
Twitter's poisoning everyone. It's poisoning everyone. TikTok is poisoning people. They don't know.
I never
fucking hurt me. Stick, suck on my asshole, bitch.
I don't know if that's on TikTok.
Oh, step on my feet, Madam President.
Wow. So
Kamala when she wins.
Could be. So this 224-pound Russian woman, she got into a big fight with her husband. So she did kill her she did technically kill him with her ass. But before that, she was strangling him. They were all absolutely hammered. Her name is Tatiana O. And the name that the dude that she killed was a dude named Adar.
I mean, look at the smile on his face.
They actually kind of look like a cute Russian couple. He's no shrinking violet. He's a big dude himself.
He's a big dude. She is a voluptuous woman that is, honestly, look at her hold those green onions. See how she's got the, her hand around that? Honestly, she's that's a beautiful cut. She's got that beautiful swimsuits that she's got on. It's a beautiful cut.
She has a buffet, a baby's buffet up there. Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
you're talking about a father's buffet.
Well, speaking of children, Adar's daughter saw him pinned down, face down on the bed, and ran to seek help from the neighbors. A female neighbor arrived shortly after and was like, the couple is in the middle of a domestic dispute. And then Adar died from asphyxia from blocking the respiratory system.
So, but Tatiana, she says here, she merely wanted to calm her husband down after they had been drinking. Because you know how you get, because you go, I want the butt. And then she said, I have to calm him down. And then his face was wedged into the mattress as Tatiana sat on his neck using her legs so he could not lift it.
Okay, using
so her face, so he wasn't face up into ass, which is how I want to go when I'm in hospice.
He was smothered into the mattress.
She used her weight in sort of an Arthur Shawcross fashion, pinned him down with her weight while he was face down on the mattress and choked him out. But the thing is that, yeah, for me, I've asked Natalie for this, and it will be in my will that she has to sit on my face until I die. But that's only when I'm about to die.
She may then end her life in prison because it's still technically illegal.
Whoa.
So the wife strangled the husband to death with her buttocks after drinking too much alcohol. Mm-hmm. That's what all the reports say. I think they may be blaming the alcohol on this a little bit. The murder charge has been dropped, but she was accused of causing death through negligence, which this does not seem like it was negligence. It seems quite purposeful. But anyway.
Well, she didn't know she was going to kill him. I think that what it says right here is that she was sitting on him because he was going back. And then she was sitting on him and then he stopped moving.
Yeah.
And then she was just like, oh, I did not know my butt could kill. I did not know I should have went to butt training school. Yeah.
Well, she's going to want to know something. I mean, you have to realize that 224 pounds of pressure on somebody's neck and then not letting them get up as they're, you know, desperately screaming for you to get off of them is probably not healthy.
No,
it's not good.
No, it's not.
If I'm her, I would be like, there were some signs. But anyway, so the accused, she's frightened and she said she shook him and shouted, wake up. But he didn't wake up because she smothered him with her ass.
But she thought maybe for a while, like, what could possibly go wrong? It's my ass.
Everyone loves my ass. This is a massive fetish and this is great. Everyone loves ass. Good things can be bad.
Yeah, true. Absolutely.
Isn't that sad? Even water, doesn't it provide us life? But can't you also drown in
hydrosis? But I wonder, too, at the same time, I guess with the way they formatted this story, I'm almost mad at the New York Post. And I'm one of those. I know, you
Why?
Know, I'm
Why?
Almost mad at them because in my mind, the way you said, the way the story is framed, that I thought he'd be face up.
No, it doesn't necessarily. The ass is still what killed him. He just didn't have to smell it like it was Rikishi running towards him when he was lying in the turnbuckles. This is actually better for him because the smell of ass is fun when you're amped up and the pheromones are flying.
He sounded like he was pretty amped up.
It sounds like he was being murdered.
Yes. Well, it turned out it was.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But up until that point, it just sounded like he was being rowdy.
It sounds like she's the worst Russian bouncer that I have ever heard.
I mean, I don't know.
She's guilty of.
She didn't do. I think the problem is she didn't do enough bouncing. She actually just sat too still. If she did a little more bouncing, and then maybe could have got more signs of life out of him, giving him some moments to breathe.
She's the big Van Vader of wives. She is Yokozuna-esque, very dangerous, very scary.
Well, I'm still looking at this picture.
Men who are out there right now, and you have a beautiful, maybe a thicker wife, you have to realize, much like dating Mike Tyson, you are also dating a deadly weapon.
They can use that butt against you if you don't learn how to communicate with it.
So buy them something today.
Honestly, go out right now. If you think you might get murdered by your wife's butt tonight while you're asleep, just go out there. You know what's nice? Even if it's just something small, like a shirt.
Anything. Just
something nice.
Because it's not about the gift. It's about, you thought of me.
He's like, oh, this is so sweet. Her favorite candy.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like,
don't do that though.
A gift certificate to a gas station.
That's nice because gas is going so high up. But I have learned from my 600 pound or the 1,000 pound sisters,
One of the gals was dating a fella and he incorporated food into sex and she needs to lose weight.
That's what's hard is because
it's very dangerous.
That's like if you're a heroin addict, like infusing heroin into your lunch. I actually got into I got into a hole on Reddit where I don't get sucked into these things all the time. I'm just going to kind of vaguely talk about this because it creeped me out last night because I was alone and high, like in my office. I was like, oh, no. But it's a story.
Where was your wife?
Well, she was like upstairs. It was like.
Where is Natalie right now?
She's home.
Yeah? Forever?
I love my ghost wife.
Whoa!
But
you'd show up so freaking bruised.
I would never kill my wife.
No, I know that. She'd kill you.
I know. Yes, I'm not scared, but I know I'm aware, you know? But this story it's not really anything. It's someone
on
Reddit.
So what are we talking about?
Someone on Reddit posted about how they had been abducted over and over again since in 1987 when they were 12 years old. And it's a story about getting to know the aliens that had picked them up, which were they went by the names of Janet and Gina.
Uh-oh.
And it's this.
Are we going to have to play our old game that we're not allowed to play anymore?
Oh, ghost aliens are molested.
This does not sound good, dude.
A little bit of O3.
This does not sound good.
I believe it was Janet and Gina. Jack and Gina.
Okay.
And it's not really a good story, and this is not a good segment for side stories, but there was something about how this story came out. They wrote this post 7 years ago.
Okay.
And they talk about how... you know, all of it varies, highly specific, but anybody can make shit up, right? Because, you know, you can just make shit up. All these highly specific information about the ship and Jack and Gina and what they were like and their relationship with these entities. But the thing that came, like, the thing that made, like, the hairs on the back of my neck stand up is they said the main thing that they want to talk, the main thing that this person wanted to tell humankind was that in July of 2021, there was going to be some massive change.
Okay.
And then this was 7 years ago. And so in July of 2021, this year is supposed to be the big, massive Defense Department's report on UAP, right?
Okay.
It's supposed to come out next month. So it kind of all lined up. And for some reason, last night, it creeped me out. Now that I'm reading it, I know that it's fake and stupid, but... Last night, I was scared.
Synchronicity. Also, listen to last week's Top Hat. We do talk about, it's interesting how mainstream media is planting the UFO stories in the middle of like massive scandals.
Sure.
Where they could have been talking about massive scandals.
Of course.
But all of a sudden, they're like, this is now the time. This is when we have to show these videos.
I was talking with Marcus. It's so nasty.
It's so nefarious.
We're going to do a big old discussion about disclosure. We're going to do one before last podcast.
Great.
At some point and just to kind of go over everything we know that's happened since December 2017. The problem is that there are good actors and bad actors in all things, especially in the intelligence community. And in the last 4 years, it does sort of feel like that the intelligence community sort of got to really go into the background while a certain president ran the news cycle every single day.
They weren't on the background. They were mainstreamed into main society. Clapper, Brennan, the whole nine.
Sure.
The intelligence states just completely infused themselves in our media.
But they made themselves also to kind of look like fall guys and idiots and all this kind of shit. Like, it was the framing of all of the stories. Where now it seems like the real spooks are in charge again. The real intelligence guys that are actually very dangerous are in charge again. And my question is like, why? Like, what do we get out of disclosure from the U.S. government? Like, what? Because there's also there's two stripes. There's the completely relying on the fact that they are nuts and bolts crafts from another planet. But that's interesting in and of itself. But then there's this other side where it's like it's discrediting itself within the community where the scientists that should be attached to this phenomenon don't want to talk about the psychic aspect of it or any of the woo-woo stuff attached to UFOs.
No.
Because they think that makes it like non-viable, like for the government to be involved in. But I actually feel like that's the interesting shit. The interesting shit is...
Well, that's interesting, but how do you politically use that to gain power?
Exactly.
You have to go nuts and bolts in military, and that's kind of the
angle. Which is what Space Force is about, right? The whole point is that you can use the fact that we have these things flying around in space around us. We need to put weapons in space to protect ourselves, potentially.
Space Force, it was like, oh, that's so funny. That's such a crazy idea, because it was just proposed in such a weird way, and it looks like the Star Trek logo. It's so stupid.
Yeah, because it just shows all of the most nefarious ideas are rolled out cartoonishly.
It absolutely is extremely important, because the fight for space is happening now. So anyway, we will talk about disclosure.
I would love that
because
fucking fight for space should actually begin in the Delta comfort area.
I completely agree with you on that. But it would be nice if these massive media corporations didn't use disclosure to cover up the unbelievable corruption within the American political establishment.
The American political establishment.
Live from your grave.
Boy, Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. It's what people gather around, it's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good. Each Texas Pete hot sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor. This signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything. It's been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today. You're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers. The hotter hot sauce is 3 times hotter than the original, and not for the faint of heart. Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor, and their dust dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce and a flavorful dry rub. Tell you what, the other day I was having myself good old refried bean burrito, and I wanted a little bit of kick to my morning, so I got myself some Texas Pete sriracha sauce, and I smothered those refried beans and that cheese and them eggs in a whole bunch of and it started off my day correct. Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it. Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration. And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction. And it's a daily weight on my life, how much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins as soon as I wake up. And a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy, because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/lastpod.
Hey! Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. That's one of my favorite things about it. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Now, personally, I'm in the middle of re-landscaping my yard. I like to do it myself because I called up a landscaper to see how much it costs, and it was absolutely insane. Plus, I love dirt. I love getting my hands in the dirt, and I love planting things myself.
and fast-growing trees has given me some wonderful plants that I can use. Like, I got this Texas sage. It's purple. I've dug up a whole bunch of horrible bushes and shrubs up in front of my window and in front of my house and put some purple Texas sage up there, and it's going to thrive, and it's going to look real good. And I didn't even have to go to a nursery to buy it. It came to my house. Now, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code LEFT at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code LEFT at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code LEFT. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
This is a nice little story about a girl who was 11 years old. She was a fan of the SVU Special Victims Unit show.
Oh, great.
But apparently she was...
That's always... I think it's great for 11-year-old to be super into a show where everyone's murdered by rape.
Yeah. So she was a... But a kidnapper... A guy was going to kidnap her, but she smeared blue slime on him, and then the cops were able to be like, you're the one who did it because you have all the blue slime on you.
What's
and
then, blue so slime?
She was just playing with blue slime as a kid.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Just like goop slime. And all that. Just slime. Literally slime. And but she said, no, I'm able to know how to do this. So she wiped a bunch of blue slime all over the dude's arm. The guy ran away. And then she was like, you're going to want to find the guy with the blue slime. And the cops were able to arrest this guy, Jared Paul Stanga, who looks like a man who should never, ever be alive.
Let me see his face.
Children.
Oh, yeah. He like a child.
It's very possible. He's a disgusting, pretty basic, heavy set white dude. So he's 30 years old. He's in jail on $1.5 million.
So she slimed him.
She slimed him. So Nickelodeon, thank you.
Wow.
Slimer, Ghostbusters, thank you. And it actually
worked. He didn't
worked.
Wash the slime off.
I think that she seemed like she was pretty quick acting. So in addition to the slime, the silver bumper of his van had been painted black during the manhunt. Detectives had described the silver bumper in their bulletin to the public. So it seems like there was like a lot of stuff. He had a car that looked like a car that you would go and try to pick up a young child in.
Yes, and then he tried to do a hasty, like kind of like paint job on it so it looked super sloppy or whatever.
Yes,
and then, but
exactly.
He still had blue slime on it.
Because it's not Grand Theft Auto. You don't just go to the shop and the door closes and then like, oh, that's a new car. And then the cops are like, no way we can find him now. It's real life.
I wish it was.
I
wish it was that easy.
She kicked his legs. She caused him to fall to the ground. She broke free and ran back to the mobile home park where she lives with her mom and two siblings.
Wow-y,
so this
wow.
man, good Lord, that dude, he needs to be on some registrar for the rest of his life because it seems as if he is a serial predator.
He might be.
You know, SVU, I don't know if 11-year-olds should be watching it.
Hey,
but I guess
if it's protecting our children, then good.
I don't know what it does to the mind or the psyche of a child.
I don't know.
But then again, 11, I guess you're getting up there. It's time to learn about the disgusting realities of being a human being, I suppose.
Yeah, because if you're at 11 in another country, you can look for diamonds, you can fight in a war, you can be president. It's incredible what you could do in other countries. Well, we actually hold our 11-year-olds back. I think a lot of the time, these 11-year-olds could probably work a lot harder than we say them they can.
Well, you ever hear about that fire that took place in damn near Union Square in New York?
Which one?
Where I think it was like 300 people died.
What?
It was like the whole building burnt down. And then there was because of that, they got like fire sprinklers in there and stuff.
Oh,
they
wow.
got like regulations. I think it was called the Iron Building fires or something. But it's anyway, a lot of people died and there were a lot of kids in there. So is that what you want?
No, I'm just
You want
saying,
our children to be
no,
working?
No, I want them to be working in a safe environment, deep underground.
So far you wanted forced wet. Abortions. And children to be working underground mining diamonds.
I don't want them to. I just think that they should be able to express themselves at work. Because that's what this is about. We're holding them back. I don't know. I'm not having kids. This is another story of a person that can no longer have kids. Body of missing man found in a Spanish dinosaur statue.
What?
I don't know what happened here.
No, I mean, honestly, what the hell happened here?
Authorities were alerted on Saturday after a father and his son noticed a smell emanating from the papier-mâché figure in Santa Coloma de Gramenet, a suburb of Barcelona. Wow. A father then saw the corpse through the crack in the Stegosaurus's hollow leg. Police said the man had been reported missing by his family, which is sad. No foul play is suspected. What do they think they did? Do you think the Stegosaurus fucking ate him like this is Night at the Museum?
Oh, that would be kind of fun if that happened after midnight.
Local media, they don't know who this. They don't know what's happening. I guess he,
Why you mean, I just don't understand. How? What do you mean foul play is not suspected? How well, did he get inside of the papier-mâché Stegosaurus?
It sounds like, I wouldn't be surprised if this was just a simple situation of a little bit too much booze, a little need to sleep, like your Ben Kissel two Wednesdays ago in Nashville.
Oh, okay. Okay, this is the saddest. This is sad. Local media reports that the man was trying to retrieve a mobile phone he dropped inside of the statue. Oh, God.
Okay.
He then felt inside of the decorative figure and was trapped upside down, unable to call for help.
Wow. My idea was so much more pleasant, and I didn't think it was.
That's really
sad. So he dropped his cell phone. And
Let it go, guys.
But it's hard.
Let your cell phone fucking go. Fuck your cell phone.
It's hard because he needs a cell phone.
Fuck the cell phone, man. The cell phone is the thing that is this is the thing that is training us and tracking us, and it is melting our brains. Let it go.
If you dropped your cell phone and you couldn't retrieve it and you were in a foreign country, you would put on scuba diver gear and you would go into the outhouse and you'd be like, I'm going in. I got to get it.
I honestly would.
He didn't think he was going to die.
Well, the thing is that I'm also very scared leashes of physical for phones. Exertion. But leashes for phones. Oh, that's exactly what we need. The wallet chain needs to come back. Oh, that's great. Nooses for phones. That's what we'll call it. Your phone noose.
That's a great. I think we're going to go with leashes.
But the thing is that also physically I won't risk that much. I would never climb into a tube.
I don't think he expected to get stuck in there.
No.
Didn't anybody walk by?
No, I just feel like it could have been siesta.
Because
siesta, everybody's hanging out. You know what I mean? They know they stay at home. Or like that other guy, the thing that we covered last week, the unico sobreviviente, the lone survivor guy. Maybe it's in that reality where in his Barcelona, there was nobody there.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Well, let's do Hero of the Week.
Yeah, this is great.
All right, everyone. It's time for Hero of the Week. And this Hero of the Week, technically, it should have been that young girl who loved SVU and fought off her attacker.
It should have been, yeah.
It's actually going to be a woman who was fired from her job for being a lawyer. But this could be completely wrong on my part.
It might be.
But she was fired because she was at a zoo in El Paso, the El Paso Zoo.
Yep.
And she was giving hot Cheetos to the spider monkeys. And then people saw her giving the hot Cheetos to the spider monkeys. This article really emphasizes that they're hot, but spider monkeys, like my dogs, they will eat their own shit. They are fine. But then people were like, I can't believe you fed the spider monkeys hot Cheetos, which are fantastic.
I actually I wonder, obviously we're going to get a lot of people immediately very upset even talking about this, but I feel that monkeys can handle hot Cheetos. I think that they can eat it. I feel like that they would do it. I think, is it the best thing for them to eat? No. As a treat,
Not the best thing for humans to eat.
No, it's not good for us.
That's what we should be upset about. If humans are eating things and then we feed those things to monkeys and then people are like, that's ridiculous to feed a monkey that. And like, what are we doing?
We also don't know the story before. Beforehand, maybe just so happens she's eating hot Cheetos in front of the spider monkey cage.
Of course.
She sees each spider monkey go, points at the hot Cheeto, points to his mouth. We don't know.
Who knows? And then you better feed the freaking thing the hot Cheeto, because as we've learned for multiple years ago, monkeys will rip your freaking face off.
They'll rip your face off, or they commit suicide too. Do you remember how they did that with the story with Jim Jones?
That was bad. Oh,
but you give them a super hot Cheeto, but it's more of, I guess, going into the cage. But if they're not all mauling you, technically you just made a bunch of friends.
So she's just hanging out in this cage. She fed some hot Cheetos. People were super mad. And she was terminated.
Maybe we're the wrong ones. Maybe we're on the wrong side of history here.
She was terminated. Here is the video. She just looks lovely.
Well, she was really deep inside of the monkey enclosure. This is a problem. That is a problem. I could see why she'd get disbarred for being that. She's in a swimsuit inside of the monkey swimming pool, which is filled with monkey shit and monkey piss. She's going to get a staph infection.
No, that's possible. She's not going to get any infection now with staph because she's been fired, but she is just in there having a nice time. She's very cute.
She's cute. I think that's the biggest problem here is that we're getting our signals crossed because it is a cute woman.
Look at the video. What I am saying is she did not deserve to be terminated from her Lovett law firm. They say we support the El Paso Zoo and our thoughts are, and then this is what they said our thoughts go out to the spider monkeys.
To the spider monkeys? Were they coughing and spitting and throwing up blood, or were they having a good time licking all the Cheeto dust off of themselves?
They say
that would be different. I want to find out whether or not did the spider monkeys get sick.
The spider monkeys are fine. The
macaques, do you know that macaques,
yeah,
they have the actual they have the throat structure to speak, but they don't have the brains to do it.
Isn't that interesting? So this is the statement continued. They say Our thoughts go out to the spider monkeys and hope that they will recover from this very traumatic experience.
What?
But I watched the experience.
Yeah, let me see these monkeys.
They're fine, bro. She's just walking in there, giving them hot Cheetos.
They're loving it. They're grouping up. I don't think
think that she needs to be fired.
Is it bad if their tails are all stiff like that?
I don't freaking know. I think it's fine.
I think they might be just sexually interested.
Maybe, but either way, were you going to apologize for that? For making their tails all hard?
Give them a thrill. It's like when Casey Anthony walks into the O'Shea's. These guys are showing the same behavior as half the bro dudes in West Palm Beach.
I agree, and you could probably... You could probably get laid by Casey Anthony if you give her a bunch of hot Cheetos.
Honestly, that's probably... She probably has a hot Cheetos-themed wedding if you let her.
Love language.
Yes.
So, this woman is Hero of the Week. I'm not even going to name her name. I don't even think the article does.
They don't.
But I just don't think she deserves to be fired. And yes, don't break into enclosures.
It's probably bad to break into enclosures. But also when it comes down to it, you know, I don't know. I guess this person's already done it already. So don't steal this person's swerve.
No.
Because this is this person's goal. They wanted to feed a bunch of spider monkeys hot Cheetos and she did it. And I feel like, you know what? They're jealous.
Yep.
That's what this is. They're jealous that this woman got to live her fantasy. And they couldn't do it because everybody kept saying, don't feed the spider monkeys hot Cheetos. It's poison to them. It kills them. I don't know.
According to Fit Fame El Paso, they say this is unfortunately real. A local woman crossed into the spider monkey enclosure at the El Paso zoo today and fed them hot Cheetos.
We should follow up and find out whether or not the spider monkeys died because of it.
Hold on. I'll Google it.
It was like there was a video I wanted to show on the stream this week that it was a bunch of chickens with little baby arms glued to them. But I didn't want anybody to get mad, so I decided not to show it. Because it's all like, because I didn't know if it's abuse or not to glue a bunch of baby arms to chickens, which it is probably. It's like the hats on the pigeons.
I'm sure.
Do you remember when we called them the heroes of the week? Whoever glued the hats on the pigeons and then it turned out it was fucking killing them?
I remember that. Yes, it was very sad. So this might be in that.
I don't know.
It looks like there is no evidence, according to my deep dive Google search, that hot Cheetos are particularly bad.
So I say, let this woman, she already did it once. We can't let her do it again.
Also,
but
if you want to hold a macaque, go to the Aqua Dolce Animal Tracks Inc. here in California, and then
where you can hold a macaque.
That's where you can hold a macaque. We are 10. We are 10 years old.
I tell you.
All right,
you're listening, so it's too late for you. Here's some listener emails. We got a lot of good response to the superhero, the real life superhero segment that we talked about last week.
We have an update on that, don't we?
Shadow Vision, we're trying to get him involved. Apparently, one of the guys, some of them might be a little bit on the conservative side. So we don't know. I don't know whether or not the superheroes are going to do whatever. But
Can you imagine what superhero do you think would actually be liberal?
I don't know.
Maybe the Flash.
And all he does is run. See?
He just runs.
That's it.
Batman, you don't even want to hear what Batman has to say.
No, Batman is a fascist, technically.
Oh,
but,
my
goodness. Great costume.
Of course.
As always with the fascists, for some reason. Superhero encounter in Little Rock. So I live in a suburb of Little Rock, but being a liquor delivery driver, congrats.
Nice work.
Big ups.
Thank you.
To you. I'm all over the seedier parts of the Emerald City of the South. What are you talking about? Everybody needs liquor delivered.
Wait, what is it? The Emerald City of the South?
That's what he called it.
That's what Little Rock is?
I guess so. I can't wait to go. while rolling in some cheap booze to a dive bar in Dogtown, Argenta District of NLR. What's going on, Brows? I witnessed the creepy masked man in the median of the road up the street. After delivering, curiosity got the better of me, and I approached this odd fellow. He was very chatty for a vigilante. Turns out he's an Australian who heard all about all of the crime in Little Rock and thought he'd bring his crime-fighting skills to the States.
Wow.
Apparently he's dispatched several serial killers already, so I think he confessed a murder. Not sure why he chose Little Rock, but from his demeanor, he's stuck in the 90s, so I think banging in the rock finally made it to our Aussie friends.
Wow.
His outfit must not be very breathable because he smelt bad. Rotten milk bad. Not sure if he's homeless, but would not be surprised.
That's a
genial enough guy, though.
Very nice. Genial enough. And of course, you're a superhero. You're out there on the beat. It's a stinky job.
It's a stinky job. Somebody's got to do it. He said he constantly performed martial arts moves during our conversation. If I see him wandering around again, I'll try to gauge his interest in appearing on side stories. Yes, please do.
That's great.
We can't wait. Can't wait to talk to these guys. I got hipped to a podcast that I will listen to that it's all about the downfall of Phoenix Jones, the original real life superhero who got caught selling Molly to an undercover cop a couple of years ago. But what are you going to do, honestly, when it comes down to it? Sometimes it takes a different type of hero.
And the question is, should Molly be illegal at all?
I don't think it should.
Indeed. What was the crime? Trying to sell happiness?
Come on, bro.
Be very safe with Molly, please.
Seriously, honestly, and it's not good. Get one of those fentanyl testers. And Atlanta's doing a big rollout of Narcan.
Oh.
They're teaching people how to use it, too. And I think it's very important.
Legalize it.
Here we go. Sometimes, this is from someone from a big chain shoe store. Sometimes customers would come in and buy a new pair of shoes.
It's Models.
Yes. Right? Yes. Maybe you're going to pay less. Sometimes customers would come in and buy a new pair of shoes and ask if we could get rid of the shoes they came in with. In my first 2 weeks of training, I learned that we had a big box in the back of the store that we would toss people's old shoes into to be donated to a church and given to people who could still use them. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, of course.
During one of my first shifts alone, a young guy came in and said he was here for the church shoes. He seemed very nervous and a little sketchy and could barely look me in the eye. I figured, whatever. Maybe he's a sheltered boy from a very religious family and isn't good at socializing. I didn't think much of it and gave him a box, which he rushed out with as if he had gotten away with something. A week or so later, an older man came in much more confidently, asked if we had any of the church shoes. I told him no, not since last week, when the other guy came and picked them up. He says, "What other guy?"
Whoa!
I described the kid, and both the older man and my boss are confused, and they said they had never seen him before, but we all brushed it off since we couldn't think of any reason why someone who wasn't affiliated with the church would want a big box of other people's used shoes. And then I guess it just dawned on me while listening to this week's episode that there's a very good chance I gave a dozen used pairs of shoes to a shoe-comer.
Yeah, I think so. Well, you know, at least somebody's going to get some good use out of them.
You know, it's like otherwise they're just sitting there.
Yeah.
I work as a barber, and as such I get to hear all kinds of cool stories. One of my favorite clients is an ER doctor who always brings me gruesome stories from his late night shifts. He told me a story about a gentleman who was arrested and brought to the hospital because he was running around our local college campus with his dick in his hand. And I don't mean he was jerking off. I mean that he had decided it was a good idea to chop off his own goddamn dick and show it to people. Well, after he was brought to the hospital, the doctors realized they could reattach his hog. So after doing so, they put him on medically induced coma and restrained him.
I love this weird version of a $1 million man.
It's true.
With any luck, we can rebuild
it. After a few days, he awoke absolutely furious, and he rolled and rolled until his dick was in restrained hand grabbing range and proceeded to rip that bitch off a second time.
All right, the dude just doesn't want his dick. Don't put it back on.
I just let him not have it anymore.
Yes, even please.
Though he doesn't want it anymore. Even though the poor surgeons did a 6-second successful dick reattachment surgery, the damage was done. The artery was still working, but the veins were not. Essentially, that means blood will enter this man's sausage, but not leave it.
Uh-oh.
To remedy the situation, they would have to place a medical leech on the tip of his dick to drain the blood.
Oh.
Every few hours, some unfortunate nurse would have to come by, pull the leech off, put it in a bucket of alcohol to kill it, replace it with a new leech from a tank.
An actual leech?
An actual medical leech. If they did not reach the engorged leech in time, it would jump ship and run like hell.
Oh.
And then some member would have to follow a trail of dick blood down a hallway to find the wayward leech.
Ah. What is this, 2021?
I don't know.
1021. We're still putting leeches on dicks? I guess still the only option.
I guess you just didn't know. Yes, every hospital has a steady supply of medical leeches.
Wow. Well, thank you to the leech, because the leech has saved many a life, even though they're a little gnarly. But
speaking of medical leeches, that Dr. Oz is still out there. Come on.
Yes. Yes, he is. Don't have breakfast.
What a story, huh?
What a tale. Wow. That is just, if you keep, just the guy doesn't need his dick.
He doesn't need his dick. And you got to love your life if you have a dick and you want one. And if you don't have one and you want one,
go get one.
And if you have one and you don't want one, get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
We don't give a shit, because you know what that allow you to do? Gives you a bunch of fun stories that you can tell at the bar, O'Shea's.
Absolutely.
Go down to laugh at O'Shea's. You go down there with all of everybody's favorite clientele, some woman named Slacy Banthony.
Whoa!
Just living her best life. No kids here, no kid zone, you know?
You can just see someone looking at Casey and be like, how do I know you? What is it?
What is it about that I know you? Oh, I loved you on... Were you on Bridgerton?
What?
No. She's not on Bridgerton. She never will be. Until they finally put her on The Masked Singer, she will be on that show.
Exactly.
Eventually. And that's it. That's the triple L. Remember, buy our fucking weed. We're on fucking tour again. Red Rocks, our biggest show we've ever done.
Yay.
We are about to see you in Colorado. And then we're going to have our show. When do we tell everybody else when our next shows are?
I don't know.
When do we get to say when our shows are?
We have them, and they will be happening. We are vaxxed, waxed, and ready to relax with all of you. I actually got my second vax yesterday.
Yeah, bro.
I know everyone's experience is a little bit different, but I didn't feel anything, and I don't know what that means.
Bill Burr did a good take the other day where basically he said, so the vax are going to be used to kill the people that are most adherent to what the government tells them to do. That's what we're going to do. We're going to leave nothing but all the cool guys that question everything. That's not how it works.
That's how America
there's still
was
people
formed.
With iron. There are still people fucking on iron lungs from polio, and they're like, "I wish I could have a vaccine." You know what I mean? What are you gonna do?
I love a good iron lung. All right, everyone. Thank you all so much for listening. Hail yourselves.
I'd prefer a gold lung. Hail Satan.
If they make them.
If they did, honestly, it's a flexible metal.
Yeah. Magustulations, everyone.
Hail me, old gold lung.
Old gold lung, Zabrowski.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Capella University is rethinking higher education. With their game-changing FlexPath format, you can earn your degree on your schedule, so you can fit education seamlessly into your life. Imagine your future differently. At capella.edu.